This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this Wednesday, the third day of February 2016. We're going to go ahead and fade down the intro because we've got a huge broadcast, big developments on the election front, huge developments on the Zika virus front being linked directly now by us today to the Rockefeller Foundation. Wait till this bombshell drops and a lot more. But first, this key report from John Bowne.
Well, America, if you haven't noticed, Middle Eastern and African refugees are raping, looting, and killing all over Europe. And the European establishment is condemning the citizens on their behavior, rather than that of the invading hordes of fraudulent young male refugees who claim to be fleeing war-ravaged hellholes. For years now, those refugees have been coming to America. But it hasn't been large cities like Washington, D.C. and San Francisco due to their high cost of living. It's smaller American cities that are being targeted to become refugee sanctuary cities, exactly as tiny European towns had been targeted. Rather than integrate all of the refugees into large cities where aid facilities are better funded and menial jobs may be more plentiful, the Obama administration has been directing pockets of the refugees into smaller to medium-sized American cities that are already struggling to survive. Cities like Missoula, Montana, Twin Falls, Idaho, and Stone Mountain, Georgia, population of 6,025, where a huge boon to the economy is the tourism generated by the Stone Mountain carving of Confederate generals, the very historical monument the liberals want destroyed. It was revealed around this time last year by political analyst Susan Payne, who had inadvertently been allowed to attend an Obama White House conference call on the Syrian refugee strategy. Payne discovered that the intent of the Obama administration is to grow the Muslim seedling communities, in their words, into larger entities, eventually overtaking the smaller cities they had been given sanctuary in as part of the greater plan to overtake the host nation. The Obama task force even discussed replacing the Thanksgiving holiday with Celebrate Immigrant Day by executive order. Their main directive being that these 15 million plus new Americans will replace the old Americans and grow as a separate nation within the United States. Obama established the Task Force on New Americans in November of 2014 in the wake of a complete breakdown of our immigration system under Obama's unconstitutional executive orders. As of today, there are well over 180,000 criminal illegal immigrants freely wandering around the United States, committing new crimes every day, according to ICE agents and members of Congress. Meanwhile, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson has issued an order to diminish aerial surveillance on the Texas border. This after Governor Abbott requested more surveillance last September, a request that was obviously ignored. The Rio Grande Valley has seen an increase of 115% in unaccompanied minors, while the El Paso border has increased by 300%. And over 28,000 Cubans entered the United States in 2015, twice the number the year before. America is no longer economically sound enough to cushion the blow of millions of refugees that actually hate everything we represent and our tax dollars pay for.
What have we got to talk to you about? What have we got to talk to you about?
I want to say about Islam and that, innit?
Yeah.
So why don't you say it now?
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Ideology. It's got no place.
Yeah.
It's got no place, bro.
I don't know what you like, bro. You have about 100 of you in a minute.
You f***ing little cheese.
And they are
middle class U.S. is aggressively shrinking. We've lost millions of jobs due to international trade deals. Cities are going bankrupt. And the national debt is at a record $19 trillion. Meanwhile, as 31 governors oppose the acceptance of Syrian refugees into their states, the remaining balance of our nation's officials are declaring their cities as sanctuaries at an alarming rate. Has the Paris massacre or the San Bernardino jihad been forgotten already?
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade. Bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Wednesday, the third day of February, 2016. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours, broadcasting across the planet and the world. Coming up, we have Austin Police Chief Art Aceveda in studio in the second hour. And then Dr. Edward Group has come in from Houston with some amazing analysis and information dealing with Zika virus. And then David Knight will quarterback the fourth hour today. We'll break down what he's going to be doing right before he comes on, because they don't know till right when they come on what they're going to be covering, because while I'm busy on air tracking what's happening and covering the news, they're busy digging into the latest breaking information and analysis, as well as special reports. Then, of course, we come back 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News as well, to cover whatever happens from 3 to 7 o'clock Central. Whatever is developed during that time period when big events happen, we just expand coverage with live coverage past 10 o'clock at night, and we are able to hire more investigative journalists, more reporters, more researchers. We will continue to add more and more live, fully produced, fully researched transmissions for you and your family. We are building it, and they are coming, because the people are hungry for the truth. Now, I've talked a lot about this, but we've gone back into the archives with the Jakari Jackson report from last year, actually a year and a half ago, and Bill and Melinda Gates' statements and their own patents and their own research, as well as the Rockefeller Foundation, and are going to be putting together a very clear picture confirming what Dr. Francis Boyle said here last Friday. In fact, we should probably just get the intro of his interview last Friday, where he talks about Zika for about 5 minutes, where he discusses top biological weapons experts that he's in consultation with. And, of course, he wrote the U.S. and U.N. Biological Weapons Treaty that was ratified back in the 90s. So that gives you an idea of the level of his gravitas. And he said, unquestionably, it is a bioweapon. And it's being race-specifically delivered. That means it's not race-specific, and then only attacks certain races of humans, certain variants of humans, certain, I think, breeds of humans is better. We're all one race. Different varieties of humans, as race-specific does. But what it does is it basically is being deployed into areas in Latin America, but now spreading all the way into Texas, and is being sexually transmitted and causes horrific birth defects. But there's a whole host of other pathogens in the vaccines and other areas that also cause the same birth defects and the same syndromes. And I kept asking myself, until about 6 years ago, they always said in the news and in the medical inserts with vaccines and everywhere, if you're pregnant, do not take a vaccine. Because it was known to cause autoimmune disorders in children. It was known to cause miscarriages from 3 months to 8 months. It was known to cause all sorts of serious rejection problems, you name it. And for the same type of disorders that Zika has been documented to cause. And so you look at the numbers that investigative journalist John Rappaport's gone over. We have a lot more of these developments of deformities, the children's heads being much smaller here in the United States and Europe, the microencephaly, than you see actually in places like Brazil and other areas where Zika is spreading to hundreds of thousands. So is this a cover that they're saying the mosquito is causing it? But really, it's what's being now introduced to the environment. It's like, take Brazil again. You can look up these articles. Brazil had one of the lowest rates of breast cancer in the world until they adopted glyphosates, Roundup, and other weed killers in the same family in the last 20 years or so. And now their numbers are skyrocketing. Europe had low breast cancer levels till they brought in glyphosates, which we know grow the exact type of tumors that are most common in women's breasts. It grows them. In fact, it is hormone-dependent cancers. It is a whole family of them. So it's a weed killer, but it's a cancer grower in mammal tissue. That's why you see such an explosion in prostate cancer in men. I mean, this is well-established, well-known, well-developed research and facts. So we're dealing with all of this, and we're trying to suss out exactly what's going on. Because a lot of times, like with HIV, it'll be the cover for what's really killing people, a whole other different group of viruses. And I was told that back in the 1980s by my father, who pulled out medical literature and showed it to me. And then I asked him, I said, Dad, I ought to make him get in here and do an interview sometime. I asked him, how do you know that? And he said, well, I've been told that by high-level people in the Dallas medical community. And then I could extrapolate many years later when my dad told me oh, well, yeah, I at Baylor where he was a professor of dental sciences, that he would be one of the guys that treated the high-level CIA people and folks, because they would come in with guys in the room when they would sedate them to, you know, do root canals and the rest of it. That's how paranoid the government was back at that time. And my dad still won't tell me about a lot of it because, you know, he wasn't really involved in a bunch of classified stuff, but he was involved and around those whole groups of people. And he's told me so much of the stuff he warned me about came directly from those type of folks. Like, son, you're 15 to get your hardship license. Do not fill out the organ donor card when they ask you if you want to give your organs. And I said, why, Dad? And he said, I've been told by hospital heads that there are certain doctors in certain groups within the hospitals and certain hospitals that lean towards this, where they don't give you the same treatment if you're in a car wreck or whatever, even though you're viable, because they can get hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that was back then, you know, 27 years ago when I was getting my hardship license. Hundreds of thousands of dollars for your organs. And I actually thought he was full of it, but I didn't completely think that, but I was somewhat naive. I didn't completely believe it. And so years later, I'm watching 60 Minutes in college with my grandfather and grandmother, because they like to watch that every Sunday. And sure enough, they admitted the hospitals in Dallas, the hospitals in Chicago, and places like that, exactly what my father had told me point blank. But I'm digressing, because we don't need to, you know, go back to anecdotal stories from 27 years ago. Dr. Group's coming in to break this down today. I knew the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation bought out the Rockefeller Foundation for all their weaponized cancer and weaponized sterilant research that's been declassified. I knew that they were heavily involved in developing these genetically engineered mosquitoes to, quote, deliver vaccines and, quote, other forced treatments on the public because they love us so much. I knew that going back to the 20s, the Rockefeller Foundation had already patented weaponized cancer that could be injected. That's mainline history, folks. Just search engine Rockefeller Foundation, cancer viruses, weaponized cancer. But then when you actually read deeper, this is what Group brought in this morning and pointed out. And sure enough, I'd even noticed a article on CNN that we just showed saying, look where Zika came from. First, they were claiming that it came from somewhere in South America. Now they go, oh, Zika's birthplace is Uganda, just like Ebola and everything else, where they have these big globalist and UN research labs where they've been caught testing on people forever. And, of course, you've got Bill Gates releasing mosquitoes inside crowds of people and making jokes and saying, we've got to save the earth and bring one of these numbers down to zero. And the one number, of course, that he brings to zero is humanity. And the TED TV crowd laughs. We're going to bring all those clips back up today and play them in the third hour. It's going to be very, very important. But guess what Dr. Group found from ATC.org, and this is a database of the federal government and private organizations as well. Zika virus, ATCC-VR84, the depositor and patenter and owner of it, is the Rockefeller Foundation, 1947. Yeah. How do you think this virus gets over from Africa magically, and then it gets souped up like Dr. Boyle, the biologist, the political scientist, the Harvard lawyer, it's quite a pedigree, the author of the Biological Weapons Treaty that was ratified, saying everything points towards it being weaponized Zika. Absolutely, because Zika wasn't wreaking havoc in Africa. Now Zika just magically is showing up and causing all these massive birth defects, so they tell you, you better not have kids until 2018. Now we're going to spray billions of dollars of chemicals all over your jungles and forests. Now we're going to have all these testing labs and screening processes to make sure you don't have Zika. If you get bitten by Zika and you're a woman and you're pregnant, you have a chance of having a problem. If you're a man, you just get a light fever. But the point is, you know it's coming, and sure enough, I search engined it last night. They're rush developing a Zika vaccine. Oh, yeah, I'm sure there'll be some side effects that, let me just guess, are going to affect fertility like we always do, but that's okay. We, you know, we get scared of Zika. We better go out and do that, and we already have our new Texas cases of Zika popping up. But here it is, Zika virus, ATCC, registered, VR-84, trademark. And the trademark, of course, is held, and the patent is by Rockefeller Foundation. Source, blood from experimental forest sentinel rhesus monkeys, Uganda, 1947. References, Dick GW, Trans R, Sock, Trop, Med, Hygiene, 46-509, 1952. And now, right on time, Bill Gates has got his mosquitoes. He starts turning them loose. And he, of course, is heavily tied into the Rockefeller Foundation. And all the fun starts. Stay with us.
Winter has just begun. And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Biological weapons programs with Dr. Drew in the third hour and go over all the clips. Bill Gates admitting he's developing mosquitoes to forcibly inoculate you and so much more. Sarah Palin, you can come out to drudgereport.com and click on the big link there, has now come out blasting what she calls Senator Ted Cruz's campaign dirty tricks, and Drudge links to her Facebook, where she says, thank heavens Donald Trump opened so many eyes to the lies, corruption, and total lack of accountability that comes so naturally to the preeminent political class. And Senator Ted Cruz was spot on when he once noted that millions of Americans are asking for accountability and truth, which is why it's so curious and so saddened us, the lack of accountability with the lies of Cruz's own campaign. Yeah, we should take her Facebook and actually format it nicely and post it to Infowars.com and then actually link some of the Ted Cruz campaign tweets in the hours before the caucuses even closed, announcing that Carson had left and that it, quote, appears he's quit. You see him covering their butts. So be sure and vote for Ted Cruz. And undoubtedly, that scam did cheat Trump out of the big win. Look, I don't want to sit here and bash Ted Cruz. I don't want to bash Rand Paul, who's now dropped out. But Donald Trump is who the system's afraid of. Donald Trump is 15 to 20 points or more ahead in every other state right now. Watching Fox and CNN and MSNBC, all they do is say, the luster is off. The aura of invincibility is gone. Trump is collapsing. Trump is discredited. Trump is over. Trump has lost his shine. Rubio is surging. Rubio, 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 Rubio. And the establishment money from Bill Gates and everybody else is going to Rubio. I don't think Ted Cruz is an establishment guy. He's much better than Rubio. I would take a Cruz presidency big time. But I do not like the nasty behavior, which we noted that night and yesterday, that he clearly had his people manipulating, claiming that Carson had dropped out. And Carson was a close fourth, one of the key people to shoot down. That is a very deceptive, dirty trick. And if I would have seen that out of Trump, I'd say, that's pretty gangsterish, Trump. That's one big strike against you. If I see much more of that, I'm going to have a big problem. And I'm saying the same thing to Ted Cruz. Your wife being Goldman Sachs and CFR is a strike. But that's okay. She's done a lot of good stuff in the Senate for the Second Amendment against Obamacare and much more. And you've got a good history. But now you just did this situation with a dirty trick. If we see a lot more of this, I don't know if it counts as a full strike, but it's bad. And this is what Donald Trump had to say about it. Trump came out and said they'll sue his bleeping you-know-what off. Donald Trump blasts Ted Cruz over eligibility. Dirty tricks. And undoubtedly, it was a dirty trick. And we've seen a lot of that. And now we see the whole media against Donald Trump. That tells you what you need to know.
I have been opposed to Obamacare from the day they conceived it. And Ted Cruz comes out with an ad that I'm in favor of Obamacare. Can you believe this? Just like he did with Carson. Where Carson, he said, left Iowa. He's out of the race. Vote for him. Did you hear about this one? He said he left Iowa. Carson's a nice guy, Ben. So Ben is all of a sudden getting calls that he quit the race. These guys said he quit the race. He's gone. He's out. Send your votes to him. What kind of people are we dealing with these politicians? And made up liar, honestly. And made up stories. Made up stories. Everybody in here, many of you know me. From day one, I've been talking about we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. From day one. Now, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. If you remember, so important. From day one, I've been saying repeal and replace Obamacare. I've been talking about the $5 billion website that never worked for years, right? All of a sudden, I see an ad or something. Donald Trump is in favor of Obamacare. And people are calling, oh, I thought you were against it. That's too bad. These are dishonest people, these politicians.
All right, let's stop right there.
These are worse than real estate people.
We're going to come back and play the part where he says, chew his butt off, straight ahead, and more. Huge economy developments, big military developments. Huge brain chip developments for the troops. They're just announcing, oh, we want to put brain chips in
the
troops.
We're on the march.
It's no big deal.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just a brain chip and all the troops. I mean, come on. Big deal.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food, even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants, it doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean. You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
From day one, I've been saying repeal and replace Obamacare. I've been talking about the $5 billion website that never worked for years, right? All of a sudden, I see an ad or something. Donald Trump is in favor of Obamacare. And people are calling, oh, I thought you were against it. That's too bad. These are dishonest people, these politicians. These are worse than real estate people in New York, I'm telling you. No, these are truly dishonest people. Then he said, Ben Carson has quit the race. The day of the election. Ben Carson, during the caucus, Ben Carson has quit the race. And Ben didn't quit the race. In other words, Ben Carson quit and let me have your votes. What kind of crap is this? And then he makes up a thing that says, like it's on a government document, voter violation. It says on top, just like it comes right out of government, municipal, voter violation. And it talks about, it gives grades, F, 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 you haven't voted. But it says you can go vote, but you got to go vote for him. And people are afraid. They think, oh, I'm in violation. I have to go vote. What kind of people are these people? And then the attorney general in Iowa is investigating, but by that time they're all gone. The election's over. What kind of people do we have running for office? No, it's honestly, really, really dishonest. And I think I know why. You know why? Because he was born in Canada. Was. Happens to be a problem, folks. That happens to me. You watch the Democrats. They've already said they're going to sue him. He gets a nomination, they're going to sue his ass off. Actually, they're going to sue the country, but they're going to sue him. And that's a big problem.
So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, Donald Trump is telling the truth there when he says that he was not for Obamacare and said it was terrible. He said the Iraq war was a horrible idea back in 2003 when no one else but people like this show were saying that. And then he tried to come out and act like he was for the war. They are spinning everything that he stood for. He did make sickening comments like, I like Hillary Clinton. I just like her because that's because he was trying to work in New York State where she was a senator. So he admits he played politics. What matters here is what I've said hundreds of times. The entire power structure, Bilderberg, Davos, the elites, both political parties, every TV channel I tune to says, Marco Rubio, turbocharging, leading, surging, going to win when he's like 5, 6, 7 points in New Hampshire. And Trump's almost 40. And he's 15 to 20 points ahead of Cruz. But they don't care. They're now saying, he's over. His shine is gone. His aura of invincibility is gone. Trying to create that perception. So you can say what you want about Donald Trump. I'm going to say this very slowly to folks out there that are confused by it. The power structure that we don't like that's been screwing us over, the special interest that are globalists, that want to make us poor to politically control us, that want crony, centralized capitalism on top and socialism and communism on bottom to domesticate us, to make us dependent, they don't like Donald Trump. Now, it's a no-brainer then that we should like Donald Trump. If he betrays us, he becomes our enemy just like they are. But at this time, we know Hillary Clinton's bad. We know Bernie Sanders is bad. We know Jeb Bush is bad. And Ted Cruz, getting money from Goldman Sachs, the top of the pyramid, his wife being CFR, working for him high level. To me, that's a black eye, but I can see people turn a corner and truly be anti-establishment. But the hanging out with Henry Kissinger, the hanging out with George Bush Sr. saying he's his mentor, it starts to stink to high heaven. And then they come in and have not one, not two, but three of the top surrogates, including the congressman from Iowa, tweet that, oh, Carson has left, Carson has given up, you better vote for us, when nothing happened of the kind is a dirty, 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 dirty trick. And it really makes me suspicious. You didn't see Trump's people coming out saying Carson had quit. You didn't see other people doing that. And now Ben Carson is saying Cruz's apology needs accountability. during an appearance on Fox Business Networks after the Bell Republican presidential candidate, Ben Carson, responded to an apology from Ted Cruz after his campaign allegedly, well, no, they did it, spread false rumors that he had dropped out of the race. As Christians, of course, we accept people's apologies, Carson said. We also have to ask ourselves, is this acceptable to us, the American people, or should there be some accountability? Carson added, there should be some consequences for things. You don't just say, oh, okay, sorry, let's move on. The damage was done to me. It wasn't done to them. That's right. Undoubtedly, this is hours before it closes. The word spreads. They put out all these tweets. He's quit. He's left. It's over. His people believe it. And who's reaching out to him to tell him? It's the Cruz people. Hey, vote for us to push them above Trump. And the sad thing here is for Cruz is he may not have even needed to do this to get above Trump, because the establishment doesn't want Ted Cruz either. He may get some of his money from him. He may have worked with him. They don't trust him. His voting record's too good. His affiliations are too good. The direction he's been taking for 10 years with what he stood for in Texas politics and now in the Senate is too good for them to ever truly trust him. But boy, they know they can deal with him before they can deal with Trump. And that was a mistake Trump made 2 weeks ago, going, look, everybody hates Cruz. He's hard to deal with. I can deal with folks in Congress. That's not what people want to hear. Breaking news. The press is reporting that Ben Carson is taking time off from the campaign after a loss in Iowa and making a big announcement next week. Please inform any Carson caucus goers of this news and urge them to vote Ted Cruz. Yeah, that's just one of his people. It was much clearer in many of the tweets put out officially by the congressman who was running his campaign in Iowa and others that, well, he's left, he's quitting. Word is he's quit, better vote for Ted Cruz. I'm not going to beat a dead horse anymore. Everybody knows about Hillary winning 6 coin tosses in a row to get the one up for grabs delegate in the 6 precincts that tied. And so that's clearly a fraud. Everybody knows about the Microsoft computers going belly up right in the precincts where that happened. Everybody knows about he has crowds of 50,000, she has crowds of 500, but magically he lost. I mean, does anyone buy that? When an election's being stolen, they will keep the two neck and neck until they decide exactly how to cheat, because they don't want to cheat too big, because then investigations get started and there's too many areas where the cheating happened, so you're going to get caught here or there. A witness might go public, as they have before in many states. And so when they cheat to the bare minimum. The bare minimum so that it looks plausible. You look at the modus operandi of stolen elections, and it's all over Iowa with Hillary Clinton. And it's all over Iowa with Ted Cruz. And we have Ted Cruz red-handed putting out not one, not two, not three, but 4 tweets from their official campaign and their surrogates saying, Carson, the word is out, better vote for Cruz. Unprecedented. Ted Cruz comes out and says, oh, I'm sorry, there was some confusion, wasn't meant, you know, sorry about that. Sorry about that? Look, his campaign managers and the head of his campaign in Iowa, they all knew exactly what they were doing. So don't talk to us like we're stupid, Cruz. All right, let's move on from there, because forget Ted Cruz, okay? He's not going to do as well in these other states. It's Rubio. Marco Rubio has the full backing of the system behind him now, and that's where you're going to see the fraud, and that's where we saw it in Iowa when it came to the elections. The polls had him 10 to 15 points, basically down, depending on which poll, most of them about 6, 7, 8 points, and then he got double what he was showing in polls on average when it came time for election night, but all the other polls were pretty accurate. While the system keeps saying for 2 weeks before, the surge of Rubio, the surge of Rubio, the surge of Rubio, the surge of Rubio, on and on and on, until I almost caught myself saying the surge of Rubio like I was in an ashram or something, you know, doing Vedic chants. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I mean, it was going on and on. It still is. Sergio Rubio, Sergio Rubio, Sergio Rubio. Rubio looking good. Rubio doing great. I mean, don't people see the system propping him up? You know what? I think they do. They just say that so you feel like you're alone when they steal the elections and give it to Marco Rubio, Bill Clinton 2.0. Because if we don't buy the gimmick of a woman in the White House, if folks reject that and she gets indicted, and if we don't buy the gimmick of President Obama, his whole legacy, well, how about the gimmick of the first Hispanic president? I would vote for a Latino or Cuban or Hispanic president in 1 second if they had a good record, if they were constitutionalist. I will vote for Ted Cruz, despite his clear, dirty tricks over a Hillary Clinton or Bernie, because let me tell you, the dirty tricks of cheating somebody in an election is bad enough, but it's nothing compared. And there's some plausible deniability that just his surrogates did it. It's a lot better than Hillary with her long line of murders and corruption and Benghazi and everything else that makes your head spin. But I think if Ted Cruz really wants to get ahead of this, he needs to have the people that did it come out and apologize themselves and distance themselves from the campaign. But I wouldn't hold your breath for that. Because somebody like Ted Cruz is a little smart for his own britches. Smart enough to cheat, not smart enough not to cheat. It was a stupid move. It's very, very transparent. It's disgusting. Now, we're going to get into this economic news. It's obviously very, very important. And, folks, I forgot to cover this yesterday. I mentioned it. Can I have the article on the Financial Times of London? Big banks meet in secret, have secret conferences. See, used to they'd hide those secret conferences. Now they go, oh, these are secret conferences for your own good. I mentioned it, but I never covered it because it ties into all this. I also want to get into this huge news that I mentioned earlier from military.com. Could the U.S. deploy cyborg troops? Now, remember, if they've got Chimera clones 30 years ago, they started mirroring the Chimera clones today. Part human, part animal, you name it. They've been putting brain chips in troops that we know of from MIT literature for at least 20 years. And again, I'm not against a brain chip if you've got epilepsy. I'm not against a brain chip if you've got serious problems. I'm all for scientific development. The problem is what back doors are going to be in there if something is ubiquitously applied to whole classes of citizens or jobs. And they're saying in the near future you will need a brain chip and a quick, easy surgery. Don't worry. It's all being sold as fun PR to be able to do your job in the military. So it's the mainlining of it. Oh, we've got depressed troops. DARPA started 6 years ago implanting brain chips in them to make them happy. You won't be upset anymore once you have your brain chip. The incredible creepiness, we're going to cover that after the break that is coming up. But first, I am very, very excited to introduce Anthroplex, Dietary Foundation for Men, Dietary Supplement, 60 Caplets. This came about, well, I'll just be completely honest with you. It's not bad to be honest. It's just it's probably not the clearest pitch in the world for a product, but all I can do is tell the truth. I said, listen, I know that it costs a lot to have the wet herbs, recently sourced, totally organic, passing California standards, which almost no one else is even able to do. We have the test up at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a new product we're rolling out. Anthroplex, this is a year in the making to finally get this done. I said, this isn't too expensive for super male or female vitality. Comparable brands are about 30 to 40% more, and they're not even cold herbs. They're not even cold-pressed wet herbs. This is an oil, folks. It's so thick and so concentrated. I said, I want something that is less expensive, and we can put it up on screen so folks can see the price of it, $29.95. Discounted out of the gate, it's only $39.95. This is a Bentley or Rolls-Royce quality men or female enhancement for stamina, overall mood, libido, mussels, you name it. I've been taking it for 6 months before it was mass produced. And I will tell you that I don't take it every day with Super Male because it's so strong. But here's what it comes down to. I said, I want to have something that is less expensive, but from organic dry herbs. And Dr. Group said, well, fine, I'll develop it for you, but already we have 4.8 star ratings on bodybuilding sites, you name it. You know, why would we improve on something? This is everything you need. I said, really? Are you sure? He said, yeah. And I said, okay, I guess I won't have another product that's less, but does pretty much the same thing. But then he came back and said, well, actually, this is like a year and a half ago. He goes, there are some foundational things that are really good, that if people don't have those, then this other formula won't work as well. So together they work even better, but you can't really mix these herbs together in the same oil-based tincture because they are dry herbs. He goes, so this is just as good or better in ways, but the two work in synergy together. And so that's what Anthroplex does. So this is the new launch, the new rollout, introducing Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulated for men and women that is perfect pair to Super Male or Super Female Vitality. Anthroplex synergistically works with Super Male Vitality by using key ingredients that you have been asking for, like horny goat weed, that's just the name of it, folks, and there's a reason it has that name, zinc orotate, and newly balanced blend of other organic herbs. Yeah, it's that complex that's key. Anthroplex was created to help restore your masculine foundation and stimulate a vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. For a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get 15% off and free shipping when you get the combo together. And they're both great by themselves, but together, stacking the two together, amazing. Start fighting back and rebuilding your foundation today with all the estrogen mimickers, all the chemicals. I mean, men had much higher testosterone levels 100 years ago, they know. I mean, they've got the studies. You're talking like 800, 1,000. The average man's like 300 now. Like an 80-year-old man's supposed to have that much testosterone. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Anthroplex before we sell this limited first run. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And it's free shipping on all orders of $50 or more on all the products at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. But this is a particular special of 15% off and free shipping on Anthroplex with Super Male Vitality, or buy itself to test it out.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
All right, I'm going to jump onto the spring chip news, and then we've got Rand Paul announcing he's dropping out of the race so he can battle for his Kentucky seat and more. But briefly, going back to Anthroplex, this is a premium formula that blows away most of the competition out there for a much, much, much lower price. And I'm really, really proud of it because everything we try to bring you is something that is new and original, but also based on deep research, fused with ancient knowledge. So we basically soup up a lot of older formulas, but also adding the latest formulas in with it. And that's why there's such rave reviews. Anthroplex, folks, you know, I went to a doctor about a year ago to have my blood tested. I was 41 and to have a physical done. And then just at the end of it, he said, hey, you want some Cialis or something? You know, you're a married guy, whatever. And I said, I really don't have any issues with functionality or anything. It's a family show, but let's grow up and get serious about our bodies and our life. And he said, we might have some fun on the weekend. I'm going to give you a prescription to Cialis. And I didn't really notice very much. Maybe it's because I don't have issues. But Super Male Vitality, the first time I took it 4 years ago, 6 months before it was released, it was like, what on earth is happening? Am I 20 years old again? And then I take an Anthroplex, and it's so strong, folks, that I'm scared to take two tablets, and that's what most people take. Now, it varies per person, but let me just give you a newsflash. This is not something to play around with. I was talking to Tim Frugier, who buys pills at the gas station that, you know, are like $25, basically the price of this, that have less milligrams of one ingredient that's in each pill of this. People pay $25, $10, whatever, at the gas station, you know, for the two pills. And boy, do they work. This has more than the gas station pills. In fact, I intend to do an ad where I walk into the gas station, you know, into some, you know, gas station and pick up the people's pills and show what it cost and the milligrams and then what this has got. It's crazy. They'd sell that for $10, $12, sometimes $25. But see, people think it must be really good if it's $25 for two pills. In fact, that's even a marketing tactic some people have. I just don't do that. I was told by a nutraceutical company that they sell something similar to DNA Force for $500 a bottle, or about 5-6 times what we do. And they sell more because it just has a huge price tag. I don't get the psychology. This is 60 pills for $29.95. And again, we're not selling it as a sex aid. We're not saying it's going to do that. Just try it out yourself. What it is for overall stamina and health and wanting to exercise and be healthy. That's why we came out with Super Male Vitality. And it does great for that with people's experience, but everybody else just goes, no, it's the mood, it's the attitude. It's not just libido, folks. It's the way it makes you feel. These are such incredible products. And out of the gates, 15% off. And your purchase makes it all possible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay, I'm done. I usually only plug once an hour, but it's a new product that kind of went off the deep end there. But it's so exciting. When we come back, Rand Paul is obviously dropped out. And it's very, very sad he did that because I wanted him to still be in the debates to inject great ideas. But he's so credible. He's so real. He's so unfake, so uncalculating from what I've known that he could stop spending money. He could stop spending time and energy and just go to the debates, but he knows he'd probably be thrown out of those soon because he's dropping the polls. So maybe he's doing the right thing, but he is suspending his campaign. I would have loved to have kept him in the debates. Others could fall off. Scandals could come out. I wish he wasn't dropping out, but here's the problem. The system hates him so much. They've got big Republican and big Democrat money in Kentucky for the last few years organizing to take him out and dirty tricks and you name it. And so he has to go defend his Kentucky Senate seat. He's probably right to do that. I just wish he'd have been more hardcore early on in the last year to stay in the front runner seat. But he gave a powerful speech breaking down why he's leaving. We'll get to that, and then we'll get to the brain chips, which they're announcing for U.S. military. Yeah, suddenly it would never come. Now we're just, oh, yeah, brain chips. Oh, yeah.
Visit GCNLive.com today.